All right, good morning to you, Larry McKay. McKay in the morning. Before I go, we'll do a little toast. Well, no. I don't think I'm allowed to do that on the air. That's all right. But we're going to talk about a big event coming, and maybe you've known about it. It's been here before. Whiskey in the District there in the Ogalle Arts District. It's February 4th, and I have Mike McBride here to tell us more about it. Mike, welcome to the show, first of all. Thanks for coming. Thank you, Larry.
Appreciate you having me. And I'm here just to personally tell you whiskey is not just for breakfast anymore.
Is that right?
It's a big part of our event. This is Whiskey in the District number 3.
Okay, yeah.
It's been 3 years since the last one, you know, thanks to the pandemic. Mm-hmm. So we're really excited to get out there again. I know the folks that have been the first couple of years are looking for something bigger and better, and boy, have we got it this year. We've got a lot of key players that have kicked in. I'm a chair of the Ogalle Arts District, and so this event helps support initiatives within the art district. So it's really important to us, and because there's been a 3 year lull, even more important than ever. Mm-hmm. So we've dressed it up as much as we can just to have an absolute blast on February 4th. We've got Pineapples at three-story entertainment complex in Ogalle involved in a big way, hosting the Whiskey Vault Experience, which is a curated event with Jim Farish, our local whiskey guru from the mansion. So there'll be fine whiskey and fine food for a two-hour whiskey tasting event there. In addition to that, we've got Highland Avenue closed down between the causeways with just whiskey tents galore. You know, we've got the VIP lounge. Wow. We've got a stage with live music. We've got a cash bar on the street. And we've got, you know, a limited number of tickets to sell for that.
Is that right? So it is limited. Okay.
Oh, yeah. We've limited this event to 375 tickets. So
wow.
They're fairly exclusive.
Yeah, it's exclusive. That's why when we first started announcing this a few days ago, people were like, oh, that was great. I was like, oh, we've done that before. Okay. And that explains with the 2 years, you know, the law. And obviously, for obvious reasons. Yeah.
And the other thing that we did this year, and I think you've mentioned it before, is we created different levels of tickets, whereas we had just really one level in the past. We've got tickets as low as $40 a piece, and then, you know, there's a $75 level, and then there's a $125 VIP level that comes with access to the VIP lounge. And you can get more information at whiskeyinthedistrict.com.
Is that where you get the tickets?
You can buy your tickets there as
right.
well.
All right,
absolutely.
Very good. And all the different levels and everything. You know, we were just talking about, you had asked me, because I mentioned that I had come back to the area, been back, it's hard to believe, it's been, gosh, a year and a half I've been doing the show now, back in the morning, but I left the area for about 7 years or so, and had not seen Ogalle and all the changes in that. And, you know, when you don't see somebody for a while or something for a while, and you come back and you notice changes, it was stunning, to say the least, what has happened in the Ogalle Arts District in the old downtown Ogalle, especially when you're coming back from the beach side. And you see that Pineapples, when I saw that the first time, I was like, well, now look at that. That is just impressive. But the whole district and the way it looks, and everybody's just taking pride and ownership in their shops, and it's really just gone to a whole nother level. It really has.
Oh, it really has. I mean, Ogalle just in itself is a very historic area of South Brevard, was the epicenter. Before Melbourne took that over, probably about 50 years ago.
And I know the story behind that, but I'll please continue.
And of course, now it's got the art district overlay, which as EGAD being a Main Street organization, we work very closely with the city of Melbourne on, you know, basically shepherding everything from, you know, economic vitality to public arts, just you know, all kinds of things to get the area to grow, but grow correctly. It's very exciting right now. There's a lot of development and projects that are going on down there.
I see that.
And the future is just going to be amazing.
Just going to get better and better.
Absolutely.
Everybody's always having fun down there. Fantastic. Yeah.
So some of those initiatives are what this event is helping to fund.
Well, here's to it.
Absolutely.
Let's do it. Whiskey in the District. We're talking with Mike McBride there, helping to put this event on. It's February 4th, Highland Avenue. They're going to close it down. Limited tickets, you say? $375?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's all there are.
So snooze, you lose.
Better act now.
By the way, the story on that, my understanding in the 60s, the two cities, O'Galley was a separate city. That's why there's a downtown in Melbourne. And they voted on the name once they agreed to get together. And for some reason, Melbourne won out. And but it would have been cool to just call it all O'Galley, but they didn't win on the name thing.
Well, you know.
And then you would have heard people coming in from out of town all over the pronouncing the name wrong, which would have been fun. Like, you're not from here.
I mean, part of things moving towards Melbourne in terms of being the civic seat really probably helped preserve O'Galley. And then
I would agree
city,
with that. Yeah.
The city put a CRA involved to just make sure that it didn't blight and it would continue to grow and thrive. And that's part of our mission at EGED.
It sounds like you have a lot of pride in that, a lot of passion to continue to create that district. You have a vision for it, and it looks like it's come to fruition now.
Everybody loves EGAD. They absolutely do.
And it's really neat to see what's happened, especially, I lived here for about 20-some years and then moved away for a time and then came back, and to see the change is really amazing. It's really impressive when you have that perspective of it. So folks here have probably seen the subtle changes over the years, but I've seen this dramatic change because of my absence for a few years, and it really is amazing. And this event, which I didn't know you'd done a few more until recently, this Whiskey in the District, that caught my attention. And that's when I went to Super Dave. I said, listen, you got this Wine Down Wednesday. And I was schooled that it's not a competition. It's a compliment to his of thing that he does on Wednesdays, away the wine. So we're not a competition. We're complimenting each other, although... I'll do the whiskey. All
sure,
right.
So. I love wine and whiskey, not necessarily together.
Together. Yeah.
But whiskey has grown in popularity like crazy, and just with what all the distilleries have done is they've created so many different nuances to it that people who have never cared for whiskey before now have their little in.
Mm-hmm. And maybe things they look past are now they're discovering or rediscovering whiskey as well.
Absolutely.
I think so. All right. Hey, so is this true? You want to give folks a chance to get a couple sampler tickets? Is that for the Whiskey in the District?
Right. We've got a pair of whiskey sampler tickets.
A pair.
If you don't mind, I'd like you to give away.
Well, you know what we do around here.
What's that?
We like to give them to caller number 9.
9, okay.
So let's do it right
Perfect.
Now. All right,
Perfect.
Here we go. Caller number 9 in the Beach Lines. If you don't know the number, I'll give it to you. 321-242-9850. Mike, thank you very much for that. And thanks for coming on and talking about Whiskey in the District. I'm more excited about the O'Galley Arts District now after talking with you both off air and on air. It really looks like you got a great vision, and there's some great things in store for folks, and they're going to really enjoy it.
We'll have more to tell next week, and I appreciate you being having us here.
No problem. WhiskeyInTheDistrict.com. Get your tickets. Only $375. All right, and a pair of those sample tickets going to caller number 9, 321-242-9850. Folks, thanks for listening this morning, and as always, you know what I say. Keep it beachy today.